All right, welcome back. How many times have you joined a gym or committed to an exercise plan to lose weight, only to back out after a few weeks because you have no idea how often you should work out? Now, if your answer is too many to count, then you're not alone. Let's get right to health contributor, personal trainer, and business owner, Jake Laspinato. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Okay, so knowing how many days you should exercise can be confusing.
That's a perfect question. How many days should I work out? It depends on what the goal is. It depends on, you know, a mixed martial arts fighter is going to train a lot different than, you know, the stay-at-home mom who only has a little bit of time to actually get in the gym. It really comes down to the goal and getting really clear on the goal. If the goal is general health and fat loss, muscle gain, and generalized health, I always recommend 3 to 4 days a week. Three at a minimum for sure. I mean, three is kind of like the golden ticket for people
okay.
who have a super busy schedule or, you know, have a harder time finding time to get into the gym. And I tell my clients this all the time. It's not so much about getting in as much as possible and then having that last for 2 months and then falling off. It's about what is sustainable and what can be maintained long term. And I feel like most people that have this question, how much should I work out, are probably average general population. And I would say 3 to 4 days a week.
Okay, so and you might hear this like at the gym, you might hear it at work or just a conversation between friends. How long do you work out? So, I mean, some would argue you can get an effective and efficient workout in a half hour, but others say to make some real progress, you should really do a little bit longer, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. What are your thoughts on that?
Again, it's funny. It's almost like, well, you know, it depends. For the average individual, because here's the deal, like when it comes to your workouts, it's really important to get a reasonable warm-up in, some form of a warm-up. I typically recommend like 8 to 10 minutes, whether that be, you know, warming up on a machine and then getting some form of a dynamic warm-up in. So
that's kind of true, because I mean, it's like when, you know, do people mean like the minute you walk into the gym and the minute you walk out?
Yeah.
Your actual physical working out might be a lot shorter than your duration at the gym.
If you're going in and you're getting a quick workout, which I recommend everybody do, doesn't always happen. Sometimes time is really tight and it's like, okay, I really don't have time to get the warm up. I'll do some, you know, if I'm squatting, I'll do some bodyweight squats to warm up or whatever. But so, you know, the warm up's already going to take at least 10 minutes, give or take. Workout wise should be typically anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour as far as like strength training goes. If you're like really hammering down, you can get it. I mean, I can get some workouts in 30, 45 minutes, but I'm like, I'm on the move. You know, I'm going from one exercise to the next. And that's actually really good for when somebody's looking for weight loss, but also still looking to gain muscle as well.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I mean, I've, you know, we've talked before about overtraining and focusing on one muscle group for a long time. I am so very guilty of that. But I've actually learned that shorter workouts and quick breaks in between is actually a little bit more effective.
It is. It totally is.
And, it's like, know, less is more, and, you know, more is not necessarily better.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, it's different because there are some, like bodybuilders is a perfect example, who will spend like hours in the gym. And, you know, for them, it's like they're isolating muscle groups. They're working on something so specific where it's like they're trying to isolate the muscle groups. They want to.
And that's not the general population going into the gym, just trying to get in and get a nice exercise and get their body moving. Okay.
A lot of times, too, like a lot of the workout plans that people find online and then follow are more like bodybuilding specific programs where it's like, you know, Mondays a chest and triceps day, Tuesdays a back and biceps day, Wednesdays is legs. You know, it's this 5 or 6 day workout plan where really you can take the general population, you can take the workouts and condense them. Like you were saying, you do a chest exercise and then you can go while you're resting, boom, you go right into a back exercise. So now you're hitting two muscle groups in a shorter amount of time. So you're actually getting that progressive overload.
And getting those exercises from a magazine or from online doesn't necessarily mean that what you're seeing in these photos is actually what you're going to look like after you do this workout, because I think there's a lot of confusion with that. Okay, actually, one of our listeners actually said, you know, emailed us in and just said, you know, there's so many different workouts and exercises out there. Can Jake tell us what is best for muscle gain, what is best for weight loss, and what is best for beginners?
I love this question. First thing I want to say, I want to start with the beginners. So especially beginners out there who maybe don't have much experience, or maybe their experience is kind of going into the gym, doing cardio, doing machines, and sticking to kind of like what feels most comfortable. Getting in, I would say, 3 days a week. So starting with that 3 days a week and doing, so and having a day in between. So let's say Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and doing full body workouts each day. So essentially where you're hitting the whole body and not overdoing it, though, because that can be the misconception too. It's like you can hit five, six different exercises, hit your squats, hit a push movement, so like a chest press, hit a pull, seated cable row, or there's so many different exercises, but hitting every muscle group and then having the day to recover and then going back.
Yeah, because people need to remember, if they're sore, that doesn't mean they're injured. Just take it slow. And if you're are a beginner, you are going to feel this.
It's so good to build that base as a beginner, to kind of expose the body, but not overexpose, because that's the other thing, is sometimes people go too crazy. So you can take that timing, like how much time should I spend in the gym? 3 days a week, 45 to 55 minutes of your workout, of your strength workout, and then start with that and build that base. When it comes to building muscle and burning fat, I love this question, because we can actually do both of those things just strictly through our strength training. And we kind of talked about this before on one of the interviews, where strength training actually increases our metabolic rate.
We
end up burning more calories. So in turn, we burn more fat. So essentially, for muscle gain, you want to get your strength training in. It's important to focus on the compound movements as long as your body's able to do that. So when I say compound movements, I'm talking squatting, deadlifting, bench pressing or chest pressing, pulling, so rows, pull-ups, lunging, rotation, running, so getting cardio in as well. So I saw this quote today from a strength and conditioning coach, and he's actually a local guy who is from Massachusetts, and now he's big out in Los Angeles training with professional athletes and so on. But he has the 10 training commandments, and number 2 is think of strength training as your entree and cardio as the side dish.
Oh,
both
I love
have
that.
Their place. So both have their place, but divvy your time and energy accordingly.
Oh my goodness, that is perfect. Thank you so much for all of your knowledge. And we're going to put all of the information about you and how people can contact you on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think something that comes along with all this that's really important is jumping into, you know, looking into pre and post workouts. What should be consumed as far as food?
Oh, that's very important.
Different supplements. Yeah, that also has a big role in achieving results when it comes to gaining muscle or losing fat.
Wonderful. So we will pick up on that topic next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jake. Have a great day.
You too.